Well, it looks like our chances are going to go up right around 4 p.m. There is some uncertainty in the models. You know, we look at a lot of different models, and it looks like for Bryan County, it looks like any time, say, about 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. is when our chances are going to really start to increase. So certainly, you know, by the time that the kids are out of school, be on the lookout by that time. If not, a little bit before, because, you know, as I said, we had some disagreement amongst the models. Some of them are starting it or they're hinting at a little bit earlier onset timing. But, you know, just from analyzing the atmosphere, it looks like 4 to 5 p.m. is going to be it. And, you know, those could be supercell thunderstorms. Those are what produce those EF3 tornadoes, you know, earlier in the week out on the Great Plains, out, you know, last week over the weekend. That same storm system is moving, you know, toward our neck of the woods over here. So that's why we're getting this higher end severe threat. And after those storms move through in the late afternoon, you know, we're not going to be done. We could see some additional storms come in, you know, 9 or 10 p.m., and then we get a little bit more of a solid line coming in around midnight, thereabouts. You know, the timing is somewhat approximate, but, you know, the takeaway is there could be three separate events, as much as, you know, three lines of storms coming in through, or three supercells. So it's not going to be over and done with. You know, if we get those storms, you know, past us in the afternoon, then we have to look out for the evening. So we won't be finished yet.